T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Hump Day Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate
hump
it.
Hump Day.
As always, hopefully your day's off to a great start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good over here, Andy Bunker, as you are rocking. I mean, that's the Oski Woski. I miss every time you wear a Seattle something, I always get nostalgic with you, dog.
Yeah, thank
you. Because of Sonics and everything like that, man. And
what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see this logo?
I just think Sean Kemp all the time.
That one?
Yeah, that's
that makes sense.
Yeah, I was thinking Sean Kemp.
That's right. That's a perfect association.
Do they still have the petition out?
Which one?
To get them back.
Oh, yeah, we're still signing.
We're still
going door to door. We're still canvassing Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Canvassing the Seattle
knock,
area.
Knock, 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 knock. Do you have a little bit of time to hear about the history of Seattle basketball in the area? No, slam.
Oh.
Everyone slams the door.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
Oh, oh.
Anybody knocks on your door and with a clipboard in their hand and asks you if you have a little bit of time, it doesn't matter if it's about NBA basketball or saving the whales.
Dude, I am the perfect, you know what, my wife does all that, and she's not here. Well, when did she come back? A couple days. She's on a trip. That's me. Because I don't want to be rude with anybody, be like slamming the door, don't open the door, open the door. Like, I don't want that. I always say, my wife is, she's not here.
Yeah,
she handles all
here.
This. But dude, the other day, last weekend, it was nice. We were sitting outside, and so I went out to the driveway, and there was a guy coming up with a clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I guess they have a census. We had the census and everything. And
oh, yeah. It's trying to count the people.
Count the people. And my wife's Filipino, and so he was in the Filipino something of Latter-day Saints or something like that.
Oh, all right.
Some church people, whatever.
So, wait, he was a census or he was
I
a
don't
Mormon?
Know. No, that's why I said, how does he know my wife is from the Philippines?
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
got it,
so
got
he was
got
coming
it.
Around. And so I I'm in the backyard smoking cigars, drinking that drink, music playing. And so I'm like, let me go get her for you. Do you know he followed me into my backyard and was like standing there?
Huh.
Like, I was like, hold on, bro. I didn't invite you in. I said, stay right there and I'll go get her for you.
Yeah, I'll go get her.
I'll
you stay here.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh, great. I love cigars.
Yeah. Then he came out there trying to wrap that rap. I was blowing cigar smoke, turning music up real hard, had that Jeezy bumping.
Okay.
Just
good.
In case he was from one of them Latter-day Saints. Yeah. Yeah, dog. You know me, dog. Yeah. I'm all about, don't ever want to be rude, but I'm always, deflecting. The new thing now is the new people to do the solar panels on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got like two of them in the last couple of months. And I'm just like, if the light switch don't work, I'm good. That's just.
I don't think our house is so old. I don't think our roof could support it. You put some solar panels up there, they might be through in the kitchen.
But they say it's really good to have them. A lot of people I know that have them love them.
We've got some friends that have them.
I wouldn't do that or go that far, but yeah, I mean. Maybe one day.
Maybe someday. Now you got to cut the cord before you get solar panels.
I ain't cutting no damn cord,
You can't have cable and solar panels.
Why don't people understand what I'm talking about, man? I have my partner. What the hell are you talking about? Why is that? It's very simple. It's a simple simple way of thinking.
Just so if people didn't hear this yesterday, we got down a path of talking about how I think it started with the NFL is going to have a game streaming only opening week of the season, right? And then the question was, what's next streaming in the NFL? And then everything streaming. But then it was, okay, it started streaming, so we went to all of these, you know, you got this plus and that plus and Disney plus and HBO, and you got rid of your cable, and you said, not me. I didn't cut my cable. And then you went on this explanation. I won't say diatribe, because diatribe sounds like a bad thing. You weren't yelling at anybody.
Right.
You were just explaining your position. And I don't know that you explained it as clearly as maybe you thought you did. So you can have another crack at it if you'd like.
No, I was just saying about the cable, the cord cutting thing is not for me. I have all these channels. I refuse to do it.
And that's all you really need to say?
But I got all the streaming.
That's all.
I got all the streamers. I'm hip. I'm hip and old school at the same time, Andy.
But why do you need both is the thing? That you cut the cord if you got the other stuff, because the other stuff is in lieu of the cord.
But the thing about it is I don't want to go all the way to the streamers. I don't want to be them.
But you have all the things.
I do. I have them all.
So you are one.
No, I'm not, because I still got the cable. I still got the hardwire cable. Okay. You know what?
What's funny about cable?
You know what's funny?
Is you can stream it on your phone.
But you know what don't happen? When your Wi-Fi flickering, you know what don't go off? My cable. Because you know I got a cable cord connected to my cable.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
So that's all I'm saying, man. So, I mean, whatever. Y'all can say what y'all make fun of me, whatever.
But basically, it's just this is what you want to do, and that's that.
And I refuse.
And you refuse.
I refuse to be one of them.
The thing that was funny, though, about is why you refused is because there's a couple people that work here that are young and were kind of annoying about it. Because
they all them, they people. They people, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I find those young people irritating, so I'm going to do this instead.
I love them. I'm raising young people like them. But that's them. That's it. That's the only reason.
Yeah, they're the ones that sit in the dark and cry to Drake when they get broken up with.
Yeah, they're the ones that still be, like, splitting bills. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, but, you know, times are tough these days, man.
No.
Like, you come out of college and you're so in debt, you can't get a house, you got to split bills.
Splitting bills. I mean,
you got to have a roommate.
I understand, but if it's all... Okay, man, let me stop. All right. Maybe it's just me. I know it's not me. I know it's not me. There are a group of Randy's thought processors here.
Oh, there's a group of Randy's, no doubt.
There are.
No doubt.
There's a group of Randy's.
There's a reason why we have decent ratings.
Yes.
There's a number of people that think like you think.
Yeah.
It's just what it is, man.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
I ain't cutting no cord, though.
Yeah, don't cut it. Don't.
But I do stream, and I don't complain about the stream. I know where everything is. You know what I mean? I don't know what you mean.
But yeah, I got you.
I got it.
I got you,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
I do. I know exactly what you're saying. Grant McCauley's going to join us at 11:40. We'll talk some Braves with him. If you didn't get a chance to check it out yet, Ronald Acuna wrote a really cool article on the Players Tribune. I didn't realize the Players Tribune still existed. I'm happy that it does for articles like that. I remember when it first came out, it was like Derek Jeter, right? And other guys kind of started that thing, and it was going to be athletes' ability to tell their side of the story. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, wait, we have Twitter and Instagram, so we can just do that ourselves. We don't have to write a 5,000-word article every time we want something. But every once in a while, someone will. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's either if a tenure ends strangely in a city and you want to thank them, or if you want to tell kind of your side of stuff,
right.
Which I think is what Ronald Acuna did in this article. He was basically like, yeah, this is where I came from. This is why I celebrate every moment when I'm in the majors now, and I hope that I can make it because I have always wanted to be here, and there's a sort of never-ending terror that it's all going to go away.
Yes.
So yeah, it's
I love it.
It was a pretty fantastic article. I would recommend checking it out.
I loved it. You know, you always, whenever you do these articles in the Players Tribune, you put yourself out there. You know, you tell a lot of personal stuff about your upbringing and everything like that. We know where he's from. We know the struggles and the things that it is to get out of where he was and everything. And obviously, baseball saved his life and everything like that and got him here. And he's one of the best players in ball. But I just reading and just thinking about him as a child and what he's talking about, needing money to get tape and everything like that and newspapers and, you know, anything you can to form a ball. You know what I mean? And we've been there as kids playing, you know, anything could be. And we were little. Anything was a bat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It didn't matter, you know, and that's how he grew up a lot worse than we did. I would never put myself in a situation where as bad as we were. We weren't that bad. And so, yeah, I just enjoyed reading it this morning and got a better feel. I kind of figured why he played the way he played and acted the way he acted. You know, and like I said, I don't mean to hurt nobody.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't hurt nobody.
I never needed an explanation.
Never.
If he felt like that's what he had to do, that's cool. And I feel like he explained it a bit. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited I did something cool. So I'm going to celebrate it. If you have a problem with that, okay. I mean, you can have a problem with that if you want. Someone will.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. Ronald Acuña is going to be the same guy.
Yes.
I mean, he talked about the second day he was up with the Braves. He hit a big home run, and he couldn't help but celebrate like that. He talked about how his mom called him at a time early in his career and was like, hey, maybe chill out a little bit. And he was like, damn, my mom wants me to stop celebrating like this. Okay, maybe I will.
Yeah.
But then he would do something cool and couldn't help it.
Right.
Okay, great. It's in there. Whatever. I didn't need an explanation as to why Ronald Acuña enjoys the moment the way that he enjoys the moment as a player. Maybe some people did. Maybe this will help some people come around to appreciating the type of player that he is. I kind of doubt it. I think if you had that opinion
you're
of
always
him, then
feel
you're
that
probably going to have that opinion of him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was cool of him to try to explain it. It's also, I don't know, him talking about the struggles of learning another language and the fear of putting yourself out there like that.
Hell yeah.
He absolutely doesn't have to do as much work as he's done to speak English.
Yeah, I mean,
and now he's doing interviews in English.
Yeah, dog,
which is just a really cool like effort on his behalf that he didn't have to do.
I mean, that's why, Andy, because you went to Spain, right, on your college trip, right,
mm-hmm.
and everything like that, and you wanted to learn the language and all those different things, but you can't. You won't be fluent in anything like that unless you're just put in that 100% work to do it. He's doing that.
Yeah, but he also doesn't have to.
And that's the thing about
it. Like, Ronald Acuña could have just as good of a career one way or the other if he never spoke a word of English. But he's like, you know, it'd be kind of cool if I did.
Is he doing it for himself or for the fans?
I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know.
Because when he said that, I was like, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for the fans that maybe always are asking, why doesn't he do interviews?
Maybe he's doing it for – and again, like, I hope he doesn't feel like he has to explain or do any of this stuff. We just want to see you be great at baseball,
hell
man.
Yeah,
celebrate
dog.
It however you want to do it. But, yeah, there was a lot of really cool personal stuff in there. I would encourage you to check it out. We could tweet out the link at TBM99 at RandyMac81.
Randys are out, baby. Hell yeah, Randy, I'm with you.
The Randys are out. We got the Randys out on a
hell
Wednesday
yeah,
morning. They're not cutting their cords either, damn it. We're keeping them. All right, we'll come back and tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Shot clock at 6, now 5, step back 18-footer. Good! Tough shot, Noah Thomason, and the Dogs are up by 1.
There you have it, one of the many highlights from last night's
win
by the Georgia Bulldogs over the Ohio State Buckeyes.
They got my Georgia shirt on today, Andy.
On to the semifinals.
And hat.
Yeah, you do. No,
dog,
Randy's
yeah.
decked out.
Yeah, man.
Randy's got NIT fever.
Yeah, dog.
And you can feel it.
Catch it?
Catch it.
Yeah, dog.
Get infected and then spread it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Catch it, get infected, and then spread it. NIT fever.
I'm not talking about gonorrhea.
Oh.
I'm talking about basketball, Andy.
Some people would. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Talking about basketball, Andy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Georgia Bulldogs on to the final four of the NIT, which Abe just told us is no longer in Madison Square Garden.
Kind of
sucks.
Which I didn't know.
But at least they get to go to Indianapolis.
Hey, that's a nice city.
It's a city.
Yeah, it's a nice city.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Dude, I'm watching that game last night. I was like, oh, could like they tried to trick it off like they tried to trick off last week.
Yeah, they sure did.
I mean,
then Ohio State was like, no, let us actually trick it off.
Let us do this. Yeah. Let us help you out and everything like that. And but I'll tell you what, man. I was happy.
Yeah, I mean, really don't have to say anything.
I really have nothing to
break
say.
The game down. Like, no one cares.
Said, come on, but 7 o'clock.
Here's the thing: like, if you're in it, you might as well win it, right?
Might as well.
Like, it's not really where you want to be.
Put a banner up at Stegman.
But if you're in it, you might as well do your best. Yeah. And just like life, you know, you dress for the job you want, not the job you have. So you're not in the job you want, which is the actual NCAA tournament.
Yes.
But you might as well get a trophy.
Yeah, might as well in a banner. They're gonna put the NIT banner up there at Stegman. Who they play next?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We'll find out tonight.
Okay.
You got four more games tonight between UNLV, Seton Hall, and then VCU and Utah.
Okay. You know who we won't.
Damn right.
You know who we won't Indiana
VCU.
State.
Oh.
Yeah. That's who we won't. We won't. I just thought they were in the state.
Yeah, they won. Because they got that guy that everyone likes to talk about.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar.
That's who we won't. We want
Larry,
some of him.
Larry Nerd.
We want some of him.
I actually was like, you know what? I haven't seen him play yet, Avila. And after the Georgia game last night, I was like, let me hang around and watch a little bit of this Indiana State game and see what this is about. And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, nah, never mind. I'll flip over and watch the Lakers.
We want some of him.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I tried. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. But
the Lakers-Bucks game was good last night, though.
Just the fact
overtime.
Just the fact. When I was watching the game, and I'm watching Giannis just bully AD in the first half. I mean, just bullying the hell out of him. I'm like, damn, AD, did you not want to play tonight? And then I didn't watch no more of the game and saw the highlights this morning. Yeah, he wanted to play.
Yeah, he wanted to play. He awoke.
Yeah.
And that's funny because that doesn't normally happen with AD. Normally it's the opposite. If he's great early, maybe he's going to have a good game. But if he's not there early, that's kind of that.
Yeah.
It seemed like he took that challenge on from Giannis last night. 34, 23, four blocks, two of them on Dame in overtime.
Yes.
Like, saved the game
in
overtime with some of his defense, Anthony Davis. Look, Giannis had 29, 21, and 11.
He was balling.
So he was a monster, too.
He was balling.
And no LeBron last night. The Lakers get it done on the road against the Bucks, who were playing good since the All-Star break.
Yeah,
they've kind of gotten it together since the All-Star break.
Yeah, man. I mean, the one thing about it is, you know, the Lakers, they're in the nine. The nine hole probably going to stay there. The biggest one, and we mentioned it yesterday, is the Warriors with Houston. Hey, Houston won nine straight?
Yeah.
Ime got them boys playing hard.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's a really good coach.
He is a very good coach.
It took a minute, and they've had some injuries and stuff like that, and Şengün is still down. I don't know when he's going to be back, but, I mean, they got Fred VanVleet, who's a good player. Hate him as much as you want, but Dylan Brooks is frustrating to play against, and he's a good defensive player. And Jalen Green's balling.
He's playing well, man.
He's scoring for two now.
He's playing.
So he's got to go out there.
Come on.
He's got to go out, maybe even three. Maybe. He's got to go out there and really try harder. He was the player of the week last week in the Western Conference.
He should have been. He was balling, man. You look at that Western Conference. I'm just telling you now, the way the damn Mavs are playing, because last night Luka was spanked with it along with Kyrie. Yep. They beat the hell out of the Kings last night in Sacramento.
The Kings are the one, when you look at the Western Conference, for me, that I kind of, you go up and down. It's like, I don't know if they can win a playoff series.
Right.
The Mavericks have those two guys that can go off on anybody, any night. And they took turns. Luka had 26 in the first half. Kyrie, I think, had 20 in the second half.
Yes.
You can't, I mean, when they get going like that, you can't really stop them. The Thunder and the Pelicans was great last night.
Yes, it was.
That could be a playoff matchup as well.
Was.
I think both those teams are good. So,
yeah, I mean, the Western Conference, it's a stacked division and everything. I think the one thing that you always look at it is because how young they are. When we talk about Minnesota and OKC, how young they are.
Mm-hmm.
I still just think Denver's a team because Denver got the dude.
Mm-hmm.
They got the dude who, it doesn't seem like he has bad nights. You know what I mean? Even if he don't score 20 points, he'll get 14 assists, 15 rebounds or something like that. Just Joker, it's just no answer for him when he's on. Because he can affect the game so many different ways outside of scoring.
Yeah, I agree with you. If I was putting money on it today, I would bet that the Nuggets are in the Western Conference Finals, likely win the Western Conference Finals. I don't know who I'd bet that they'd play. I don't know who, because you could talk me into four or five different teams being able to make it to the Western Conference Finals to play them. Also, in NBA news, the Portland Trailblazers are in town tonight.
Yeah, man.
Take on the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks favored by 10.5.
Really?
Against the Portland. Now, the Blazers are probably starting 5 rookies.
Okay.
And there's a chance you haven't heard of 4 of them. So, yeah, don't follow up that incredible comeback win against the Celtics the other night and lose the Portland Trail Blazers, yeah, with all due respect to Scoot Henderson and the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, I saw
don't lose to those guys.
That, Trey's doing some finger rehab and little pinky stuff, trying to get the motion and all that stuff back. So, you know, hey, baby steps, Andy.
Yeah.
Baby steps, all right? Got to get that hand right.
Got
to get that hand right. So, you know.
What do you think that looks like? Like, what's like squeezing a tennis ball?
Yeah, I mean, I broke a pinky. It's just.
You broke your pinky before?
Yeah. What finger have you broken? But I think it's all about.
I haven't broken any fingers.
You haven't broken a finger before?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I broke my wrist once, but I broke
never,
a finger.
Never a finger. Oh, yeah. I thought fingers were always broken. But no, it's all about the grip, the clay forming, the rice.
Okay.
All those different things.
Doing a little pottery?
Yeah.
Making some bowls or something?
Yeah, man. And there you go.
Yeah,
and then the grippers and all that other stuff.
Yeah, you got to get the finger
grip
right.
But the good thing about it, it's a finger. So, obviously, he's been doing cardio and doing all those different things and everything. But, yeah, it's all about to get the pinky strength.
You got to get that pinky strength back. It's one of the most important.
It's very vital.
It's one of the most important fingers.
Yeah.
I mean, the thumb is obviously the most important finger.
Yes. And the middle finger, of course.
Middle finger, obviously, is vital, too. Index. And then probably pinky.
Yeah.
More important than the ring finger, right?
I mean, but you
because it's on the outside.
But you need the index finger to come here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the come here finger.
The come here finger.
I'm saying thumb, middle, index, pinky, ring.
That's my
power rankings.
Okay.
One has to be last.
I'm with you.
Which one do you think is last?
I'll go pinky.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen more people without pinkies. In my life.
That's what I was going to say to Trey. It's like Ronnie Lott would have just cut it off.
Yeah, I've seen more people. I've met more people without pinkies than anything.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're
living a full life.
Yeah, so I would think that.
The only thing is you can't drink tea fancy.
Oh, yeah, that is true. But technically it still might be there.
It's true. Maybe every time you drink something you're fancy, people just don't know. It's just a ghost finger. All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about tampering.
You know, I'm really not allowed to really discuss it right now while it's under review, but, you know.
But I will.
I got a lot of confidence in our people that we did the right thing. And, you know, it is what it is, and it's some of those things that happen when you get excited, when you talk about those things. But, you know, we'll talk about those things at the appropriate time, just right now it's probably not that time.
Okay, so they're still being investigated for the Kirk Cousins process. I mean, look, they tampered. Everyone does. Every team tampers, especially when they're going after big free agents like this. I guess it's just a matter of, was Kirk Cousins too honest in his press conference? And then how much does the NFL care about it?
Yeah.
Because that's really what they have to decide is how much they care about
it. Of
course they tampered. Of course they knew they were going to sign him, and they had talked to him, and they had conversations about his medicals and all that kind of stuff. So what?
That's my stance. I'm with you, but I think it'll be a fine or something.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to lose a draft pick or anything like that. This is something that it happens all the time.
Everyone does it.
And nobody, if Kurt didn't say something at the press conference, nobody would ever do.
If they do get fined for what he said at the press conference, did he then in fact lose the press conference? Because remember, he won the press conference.
Oh, that's right.
Kirk won the press conference.
You're absolutely correct. I don't think so.
Lost some money?
I mean, that ain't his money. He ain't got to pay it. He ain't got to pay it.
What if they took it out of his contract?
That would be awesome.
Like, look, Kirk,
hey.
I know you got $100 million guaranteed.
Hey, no,
we're
going
to have to make it 99 and a half.
Yeah, we
man.
Need this 250 probably.
Yeah, man. That was your bladder.
Hey, it was your fault.
It was your fault.
It was your fault. Yeah.
Respect for being honest, but maybe next time keep it a little bit closer to the vest.
It's your fault.
It turns out not everyone was excited that Jesse Chavez re-signed with the Braves. Jackson Stevens was the unfortunate guy that had to be outrighted to make room for him. He was a former now relief pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. He had been out there in the bullpen.
So?
Well, he's gone now.
He ain't Jesse.
He was no sure, is it?
He ain't no Jesse.
Damn right.
Damn right.
So he was outrighted. He actually has opted to go to free agency.
Bye.
So he's going to sign with a different team.
Bye.
Which paves the way, not only for Jesse Chavez to be employed by the Atlanta Braves on opening day, but to be on the opening day roster.
Yeah.
And maybe even pitch tomorrow.
What you think they were bringing Jesse for?
I don't know.
Jesse was going to be on his roster.
Morale?
Yeah.
Just to screw over Charlie Culberson one last time? Dude, nobody gets cut in worse ways than Charlie Culberson.
Charlie, his daddy was going to throw out the first pitch.
Not anymore.
Man, they cut Charlie ass.
You're out of here, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. We need your spot. Come on,
and
man.
And then he's like feel good story. Maybe it's going to be, I'm not a position player anymore. Now I'm a bullpen pitcher. Nah, we need Jesse back. You got to get out of here. So, yeah. Charlie Culberson and Jackson Stevens not excited about the Jesse Chavez reunion with the Braves. Everyone else excited about it.
I bet their combined age is probably the same as Jesse's, isn't it?
Probably pretty close.
Probably pretty close. Yeah.
He's definitely pitched way more in Major League Baseball
than
Jesse,
taking jobs, man. Jesse's like, I don't care.
Yeah, what? I mean, it's a dog eat dog world.
It is, dog. Go do something else.
It's a Jesse eat Jackson world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Go coach your AAU team or something.
There's only 26 spots. One of them's mine.
Jesse took that man's job.
Sure did. I love it. I bet Jackson Stevens on an opening day roster too, though. He's a pretty nice little middle reliever.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He ain't Jesse, though.
He'll probably be a White Sox. Probably get signed by the White Sox.
On the way to Chicago right now?
Yeah, he's on his way to Chicago right now. We'll ask Grant McCauley about some Braves stuff coming up next. Opening day is tomorrow. Obviously, everyone's fired up about it. The Jesse Chavez signing, we got to get his thoughts on that for sure. But Spencer Strider on the mound tomorrow for the Braves as they begin the 2024 campaign. We'll talk to Grant about that next. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Andy and Randy.
What a fantastic intro
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Opening day,
yeah, man,
for the Braves. Obviously, the Dodgers already had a couple first games.
That don't count.
No, well, yeah, they probably wish they didn't. You know, probably wish. I guess the results were okay. They split the games, but more the stories from what happened during those games. They probably wish they could get a redo on some of that stuff. Anyway, not the Braves' problem. The Braves start their season and quest for a World Series in 2024 tomorrow. Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays, as he will throughout the entire baseball season. Also brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
Hey, doing great, guys.
Good, man. Let's just talk about Jesse Chavez. Like the fact that this, you know, we joked about it, and maybe we spoke it into his existence. I don't know.
We did.
But, like, what was your reaction when you saw the Jesse Chavez news earlier this week?
No, really not surprising, because when I saw that the White Sox had cut him loose, I looked at his spring training numbers, and I was like, ooh, that's a rough spring. And then I went and looked at the game log, and I saw that basically he had a really bad first outing, and the White Sox just kind of let him go out there in spring training and wear it, which is a really weird thing to do when you think about the spring training, throwing 40 pitches and giving up 6 runs. But Jesse settled down. He got into, I think, a good rhythm, and it just wasn't going to make their opening day roster. So when he got cut loose by Chicago, I just thought in the back of my mind, well, this is the end of spring training. Teams are going to do some shopping based on other guys who don't make rosters and opt out or just have the ability to maybe just make that jump at the last minute. They'd already done it with Adam Duvall, who they liked an awful lot, and I don't think it's any secret how much the Braves like Jesse Chavez. So, you know, Jackson Stevens had pitched his way into, I think, a spot as kind of the long man, a mop-up reliever for the Braves. He's another guy they like. He's another guy I think we'll see at some point in 2024. But having that opportunity to get that reunion and have Jesse at 40 years old in his, what, fourth or fifth stint now, I guess, with the Atlanta Braves, having a chance to close out a very good career and still toss some meaningful innings the way he did last year, I think the Braves are pretty excited about that prospect, and I know Jesse Chavez was certainly emotional and excited about this reunion, as unexpected as it may have been.
Hey, what was your thought process? Or not thought process. What were your thoughts on the article? We were talking about it earlier in the show, Grant. I actually saw it when you had retweeted it and everything. What was your thoughts on how, you know, open Ronald Acuña was?
Oh, I really enjoyed reading that piece, because I mean, I've known Ronald, you know, from the media side since he was 17 years old. Talked to him throughout each different level of the minor leagues and asked him different, you know, questions. And you get pieces of the story. You get as much as somebody will let you into it. But I really felt like this was kind of an open door to his whole thought process, because, I mean, Randy, I don't need to tell you. I mean, like, a lot of athletes are not comfortable with that. They want to be guarded. They want to be stoic. They want to kind of have their reasons be what they are and not really have to explain it day after day. So a lot of guys, I don't feel like, really pull back that curtain. So I thought that was a pretty incredible, you know, opportunity to get inside the mind of a guy I think is the best player in baseball, what motivates him, what built him, who he is, what he's overcome. up, and obviously his excitement towards being a part of the kind of winning the Braves did a couple of years ago, he missed out on that. Everybody knows that that had to absolutely kill him to sit on the sidelines watching and not being able to do and not being able to be a part of it. So you know he's extra motivated for this year, and I thought that came across in the article as well.
Yeah, and usually guys, and he's probably done this in the past when you're asked about it, you just say, yeah, you know what? I was just really happy for my teammates, and that is what it is.
Sure.
He was like,
sure.
No, it sucked. I was depressed. I wanted to be out there. I wanted to play, which of course that's how he feels. Like, that's obviously how you're going to feel, but guys don't often admit that publicly.
That coin, right?
Yeah, right. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that doesn't make you a bad teammate by saying I want to be out there and help him. I loved it. I loved that part of it. And look, a lot of different parts of it as well. Spencer Strider will be on the mound tomorrow for the Braves, which which is awesome. We talked last week about him getting that nod, the opening day starter and all that. Randy and I are going through, it seems like every single day a list comes out and he's either one or two or whatever in baseball as far as what they expect to be the most talented starting pitchers in ball this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, is there any way this hype is too much, or are we just all looking forward to seeing what's going to be a treat of a Spencer Strider season?
I think the latter is definitely true. As far as hype is concerned, I guess it's kind of all relative to, you know, how that player is approaching his craft and how he approaches, you know, what he is setting out to do in a given season. And Spencer Strider, I know I've used the word cerebral a lot, but he's also very intentional in the way that he prepares and the work that he did in the offseason and the work that he did this spring to incorporate a new pitch to what was already an elite mix with his fastball and his slider. Now he's got another breaking ball offering, and his curveball, or excuse me, his changeup was pretty useful as well last year when he chose to use it. So I don't think this is going to be Spencer Strider reinventing himself in some kind of way that is just completely and totally unexpected, because he majors only 20-game winner last year. He led Major League Baseball in strikeouts, set a franchise record. And as far as full seasons, I don't think there's been another starting pitcher who's averaged more strikeouts per nine than Spencer Strider did last year. I think the other guys up there were like Jacob DeGrom a couple of years ago, and even in the shortened season of 2020. But for somebody to do it over the course of 30-plus starts, Spencer Strider's already done some special things. So I think the hype, I guess, to make a long story short, is justified. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are excited to see what this guy does as he now, with a full season under his belt, 2 years in the major leagues altogether, but a full season in the starting rotation last year. The sky's the limit for this guy. And it's one of the many reasons why he's the only pitcher to be signed to an extension in the midst of all the extensions that the Braves have been signing over the past few years.
Grant, tomorrow's opening day. What do you take away from it? Win or lose, win or loss, because it is just one of 162. What is something that you take away personally as far as our individual performance score? What do you look at?
Well, I can say, you know, either you win or you lose, right, or it rains, and hopefully it's not going to rain. That seems to be one of the things they're a little bit worried about. But that aside, I think that, you know, and talking to Spencer Strider a little over a week ago now, it's, you don't want to undervalue the value of every single game, but you also can't overhype it. I mean, the Braves went up to Philadelphia in 2019, and they got swept in that opening series. Did not look particularly good. And, man, if you could have seen the social media mentions I had on that, you could have blown up the team right there. So you know that everybody's living and dying on every pitch. But the Braves and most baseball teams realize, all right, that wasn't our series. Now we got to go get on track. So I don't think that there's going to be too much put into it, even with the rivalry and the rekindling of that with the Phillies and where it is and the hostile environment that can be. I just feel like opening day is just that opportunity to get your season started. You'd love to win. You'd love to, you know, make that first impression on your fans, on yourselves, and kind of get it rolling. But I really can't put too much hype on just one day of the 162 at the beginning as much as I could if it all came down to one game at the end. But I guess they all count the same. So I don't know if that makes a ton of sense, but everything seems to be kind of tied together when you start to try to extrapolate the value of one game over the course of a long season. They all matter,
right,
but I don't know that this one's more important than the other 161 that will follow.
Don't let nothing happen wrong, boy, because after one, it'd be blow this thing up now.
Oh, yeah. Strider gets rocked by the Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Blow it up.
See?
And you're putting it in the universe, so we'll talk about it next week.
Dang it, it'll be our fault. It would be really nice to beat the hell out of the Phillies, though, to start the year.
Sure.
I will say that. Of course, it doesn't fix what happened the last two off seasons, but
it would
be nice. Guess the lineup. What do you think the lineup looks like on opening day?
That lineup that we've seen, I believe, two of the last three games in spring training is the lineup I expect to see on opening day. I mean, Ronald Acuna Jr. at the top, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Michael Harris, then the catcher, which I assume will be Sean Murphy, then Orlando Arcia, then Jared Kelnick.
What was your thought
process? Pretty good nine.
That's pretty damn
pretty
good.
Pretty good nine.
How do you feel about Kelenic coming out of the spring? Because obviously he started out slow, hit his first home run of the spring the other day. Well, how do you feel with him knowing that he's going to be starting one of the corner outfields tomorrow?
Honestly, I mean, I spent less than zero time worrying about Jared Kelenic's first couple of weeks of spring training. Mm-hmm. Again, the big box for the Braves, I think that they wanted to check as a team collectively, was be healthy and be ready to start the season. The adjustments that he was making, and hearing from Kevin Seitzer, I know Mark Bowman of MLB.com had a really good article about this about a week or 10 days ago about, look, they like where Jared Kelenic is at, what he is doing, what he's incorporating, and the results are going to speak. This isn't a guy that went up there and struck out for 20 straight at bats before he put the bat on the ball this spring. I mean, he was hitting some balls hard. He was hitting them at people. And then later in the spring, that kind of flipped. And all of a sudden, you saw the base hits start to fall, the extra base hits, the home run. I'm sure that's a relief for him. But as I've said, you know, throughout the last, 6 weeks, the stats that really matter are the ones that are going to start on March the 28th or 29th, depending on the weather. And from that point forward, then we're going to start to get a read on who exactly Jared Kelenic is, what this change of scenery means, and what he might be able to do with this new opportunity and possibly 5 years to get comfortable here and be part of the winning that the Braves are doing.
If Jared Kelenic gets two hits tomorrow, no one's going to remember anything that happened in the spring. Now, if he doesn't,
the Grapefruit League opener,
yeah, people are going to, yeah, people are going to make a lot of it if he doesn't, but yeah, you know how it is, Grant. It's a long season that people overreact to on a daily or sometimes even inning-by-inning basis. And we get to start that all tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mike.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider and host of From the Diamond every single weekend right here on the radio station. All your Braves coverage as well. Follow him on Twitter, at Grant McCauley. And, yeah, I mean, he's right, of course. That's the frustrating thing about baseball as it relates to this job, because at least with football, it's like,
yes,
you can pump the brakes a little bit if they have a bad game, but it's still like it's one of 17 or one of 13 in college. It's like, it is a pretty big deal.
Yes.
In baseball, it's like, yeah, it's just one. It's the opening game,
it's
the Phillies. Yeah, it's okay to make a lot of that.
I hope it does not rain.
Oh, I hope not, too. What a disappointment that would be.
I hope it does not rain. That would stink, man.
Really would.
That would.
Get it together, Philadelphia.
Yeah. I think, Bo, I don't know if you're going to do it in the back page or not. I saw this morning they had new foods and everything. And I'm always curious about these new meals over the Truist, you know, the new sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
Do people, like, after you eat them, you have to just want
to
go lay down. As big as these damn sandwiches and these hot dogs with all this cheese and all this stuff on them, like, do you sit in the sun and just eat that?
You'd have to want to lay down.
You'd
have to split it amongst, like, your family, right? Like, you'd want to do that. If you're going to try it, though, I mean, try it. Try them all. Now's the time. Like, I'd rather eat a cheesy, meaty, triple-decker sandwich in April than in August.
Yeah, dog.
Like, that's a tough sell. At a 96, 100% humidity afternoon up there at Truist.
Oh boy, that don't sound like that would be anything. And then sitting in stadium seats, cramped
direct
up in
sunlight.
There, direct sun.
Yeah.
Woo,
sweating for multiple reasons. Yeah, that sounds ugh.
Like it.
Try them though.
That's it on you.
Get a sandwich.
That's it on you.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. We've got some fresh Arthur Blank audio, some fresh Raheem Morris audio, some fresh Kirk Cousins audio. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.